This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that a draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 prioritizes India's commitment to citizen-centric governance. Responding to the post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, Mr. Modi said the rules aim to safeguard personal data while driving growth and inclusivity. The draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules have been issued by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. The ministry has invited comments on the draft rules from the public and stakeholders until the 18th of the next month through the MyGov platform. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Bharat Pol portal and the three new criminal laws will serve as a strong mechanism to catch fugitives who flee abroad. Launching the Bharat Pol portal in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said it will play a significant role in crime control by connecting investigative agencies and the police of all states to the Interpol network of 195 countries. The centre has asked states and union territories to implement the provisions of Section 479 of the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 to provide relief to under-trial prisoners. This section provides relief to under-trial prisoners by reducing the number of people held in jail awaiting trial. Union Home Ministry has written a letter to chief secretaries of all the states and union territories in this regard. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda yesterday stressed that sustained partnerships, active participation and a nationwide commitment are essential to achieving the ambitious goal of a TB-free India. He added that the 100-day intensified campaign to eliminate TB under the TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan exemplifies a united approach to TB elimination, leveraging the strengths of diverse stakeholders. Mr. Nadda said this while chairing a joint strategy meeting with line ministries for TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan 100-day intensified campaign. India has confirmed 7 cases of human metapneumovirus infections in children, with cases identified in Bengaluru, Nagpur, Tamil Nadu and Ahmedabad. Meanwhile, the Union Health Secretary has emphasized that there is no cause for concern for the public from the HMPV. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik interacted with the officers of the Department of Information and Public Relations at Rajbhavan Itanagar today. The governor advised the IPR officers to explore new ways to contribute towards the Prime Minister's vision of inclusive development in the state. He also dwelled at length on the areas where considerable progress has been made, including infrastructure, telecommunication, horticulture and tourism that requires to be carried in national and international media. Later in the day, Parnaik flagged off the 57-member youth contingent from Itanagar. The Arunachal Pradesh youth contingent will represent the state in the Viksit Bharat National Youth Festival 2025, scheduled to be held at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi on 11th and 12th January next. Minister for Fisheries Gabriel D. Wangsu highlighted the significant progress made in Arunachal Pradesh under the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana during the Northeastern Region States Meet held in Guwahati yesterday. The meet was held to review the progress of the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana under the chairmanship of Minister of State for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Professor S.P. Singh Vaghel, in presence of Union Minister of Fisheries, Rajiv Ranjan Singh. Wangsu, while expressing gratitude to the Prime Minister for his leadership in launching the scheme, stressed on the state's significant achievements under this program, including construction of new ponds, raceways and fish hatcheries alongside the introduction of biofluck units, integrated farming practice and feed meals. Doimukh police have apprehended a man attempting to defraud a shopkeeper with fake PhonePay app. The incident occurred yesterday when the 33-year-old resident of Dhekiajuli, Lakhimpur district, Assam, visited a grocery store in Gumto village, Doimukh. The accused had requested Rs 5,000 in cash and claimed to have made the payment online through the PhonePay app. Acting on information, Doimukh police, along with personnel, apprehended the accused from the Gumto check gate. Deputy Commissioner Isiang Tai Tagu handed over marriage certificates to 8 APSD couples, including prominent public leaders and officers, in his office chamber yesterday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.